I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. What's your sense of 13th century poet and Sufi mystic Rumi? Do you have a favorite Rumi poem or passage, or do you resist his brand of quotable wisdom? While it's in my nature to resist the things everyone loves, I too enjoy Rumi, because he seemed tuned in to something powerful. Reading him, existence almost turns inside out, making a new and better kind of sense. Here's a little snippet of Rumi. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. It took me nearly 20 years of trying and failing at love for that bit of advice to make sense. Maybe if I'd encountered it at 18, things would have been different, though I suspect it is only the frustration of repeated failure that makes a person receptive to new approaches. I think I've finally learned some of the lessons love has to teach me, but this advice doesn't seem obsolete. Even if I don't feel like it's love I'm seeking, I can try replacing the word love with something else, like, say, happiness. Your task is not to seek for happiness, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. And suddenly, I find myself envisioning what I want not as some distant possibility, but rather something available to me, if only I can recognize what's keeping me from being able to receive it. I think today's poem, A Room of Her Own, by Ming Di, depicts a woman coming to a similar kind of realization, a woman who feels trapped in the life she has created for herself. She tries to fix things, but her changes recreate the circumstances of her unhappiness. How easy it is to recognize such patterns in the lives of others. The poem's speaker watches the woman and understands what the two of them share. She recognizes herself struggling in a similar self-made confinement. And then a way out becomes clear, a way out for both the woman in the scene and the one outside the scene, watching as if her own life were depicted there. A Room of Her Own by Ming Di. She never knew love made for such cold winters. She hides in the room she painted for herself, tuning, listening, as music spreads pain like spider webs down her legs. She walks from one corner to another. The room grows bright with sunlight or moon, stabbing her with needles. She paints a wall, erases, paints again, erases. A wall grows like leaves emerging in winter. She wants to paint a wall around the wall to guard a memory, then paint flowers and birds, mountains and oceans. A wave swirls around like a wreath, circling up, entangling her. I see myself in that room, struggling. Paint a window, I tell her. A window that leads to the sky. Paint a sky. Translated by Ming Di with Sylvia Byrne and Katie Ferris. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
all over the country.
We need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.